This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among life's great unanswered questions is this one. Why, oh why, has it been so hard for Apple to figure out how to do TV right? I mean, they've been talking about it for years, and no, the current incarnation of what is called the Apple TV right now doesn't count. That's just a set-top box. We are talking here about live TV delivered over the internet straight to your device of choice. There has been some speculation of late that Apple would make the big announcement next month, just in time for the glut of fall shows headed our way. Bloomberg, however, reports today that that is not going to happen, so we sent Marketplace's Adrian Hill off to figure out why it has been so difficult for Apple to get that deal done.
Usually, Apple gets what Apple wants. This time around, it's live TV streaming over the internet for somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 a month, less than a lot of us pay for our cable. It sounds simple enough.
What they're doing is not easy. In fact, it's very complex.
Life never easy. Mark Taer is the author of the book Televisionaries. He says there are technical issues to solve. No one wants glitchy TV. Also, Apple has to get the rights to actually stream the content from Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, and potentially the local affiliates of those networks.
And that requires licensing with each individual content provider that they want to include and making sure that the terms and conditions are such that Apple can get a return on its investment at some point.
But for Apple, getting that return on investment could be tough. Certainly not as simple as it was when it launched iTunes. John Butler is senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence.
They're not in as good a position as they were when they were negotiating contracts with the music industry.
When iTunes launched, he says the music industry was capital D desperate.
They were facing the loss of music through free services like Napster.
Television providers, on the other hand,
they hold all the cards. I mean, content really is king.
It's textbook catbird seat, and content providers are thinking about their own bottom line, looking for a good deal, not just any deal. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.